BitTensor Tau is undoubtedly the hottest project in all of crypto. And today, we've identified the best small cap play in the entire BitTensor ecosystem.
With a market cap of under $10 million, this is one of the only tokens on BitTensor. It is backed by some of the top VCs in the industry, the same VCs who have backed Reddit, Coinbase, and Airbnb. This is one you cannot miss.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the number one small cap altcoin play in the entire BitTensor Tau ecosystem, which is by far the hottest project in all of crypto.
So we've covered this project in the past, and there have been some recent developments that have turned this onto our radar again, because if you ignore it now, I think it's probably going to be too late. They are generating some of the most insane returns on the market, and the fact that they're leveraging Bitcoin, all these other things. One thing I wanted to notice or take note of recently was, so you know Grayscale, who has been started the Bitcoin Trust back in 2013. So he started the Bitcoin Trust because it was really difficult to buy Bitcoin. So he made it really easy for institutions and retail to get involved. He's now doing the exact same thing for BitTensor.
Yep.
So there is going to eventually be a BitTensor ETF in the future. So when you see Gary Silbert, the CEO and founder of Grayscale, who is backing BitTensor, and then all of a sudden he's following this microcap, you're like, hey, why is he following this company? This guy doesn't just follow anybody.
Barry's twopping.
I think there's something here. And if, when you dig into the numbers about what this company's doing, man, this is a sleeping giant.
Yeah, we had to make this episode today because, look, you know we're massive BitTensor bulls. We've been Tau guys accumulating it since his 40s, 50s, staking it. But the whole world is catching on now, right? We saw BitTensor dip down to like below 200 a couple months ago.
165.
165. Yeah. And it has rocketed up recently, back up into the 500s. Who knows by the time this episode gets posted what the price is going to be at. I think BitTensor, it's very clear that Tau is on its way to becoming a top 10 asset. I think this cycle, it gets to top 10. And long term, I can see it being top five.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's in a league of its own in crypto. And what I like to do in crypto, what we like to do is find red hot ecosystems and identify undervalued small cap altcoins in the ecosystem. So for example, back in 2020, 2021, if you were trading crypto and you identified low cap gems in the BNB ecosystem, that's where you find 100, 200Xs, right? Mm. Like if you're getting Pancake Swoop or other ones at like very, very low.
Yeah, yeah.
And same with Solana. Like if you were trading Solana shitcoins back when Solana made its run last year,
yeah,
that's where you get 100Xs. Now the thing about BitTensor is it's a bit different than these like L1s, which have thousands of tokens, right? Mm-hmm. There's just not that many small cap tokens that are legitimate on BitTensor. There's a lot of scam ones, right? And we've highlighted in the past to stay away from these vaporware projects, which do not have subnets. They claim, oh, working on BitTensor subnet. No. BitTensor has very few real projects that own real subnets that are generating real revenue and have tokens. There's a very, very small handful of them. And the one we're going to talk about today, in our opinion, is by far the best.
So the project is called Sturdy Finance. The ticker is STRDY. What caught my eye about this project recently is that they're generating 20 Tau per day on their subnet. So the way these subnets work, if you're unfamiliar with BitTensor, is right now there's about 50, it'll go to 1,000 at some point. All these subnets are sharing machine learning models, AI algorithms with one another so that the entire ecosystem can grow faster and smarter. the better the algorithms and machine learning models that you're sharing, you're rewarded with more tau. This subnet is generating 20 tau per day. It has a market cap of less than $10 million. It is earning $4 million per year at current tau prices. BitTensor tau currently sits at $4 billion. OpenAI has been valued at $150 billion. There's a lot of people speculating that BitTensor will eventually become a top three global asset, which will put it as like a $1 trillion market cap. If that's the case, BitTensor is trading between $20,000 and $40,000 per tau. Mm. That makes 20 tau per day close to $300 million per year,
right,
that this BitTensor subnet will be generating.
That's big.
That puts this at multiples from where it is now. So that, I think that that needs to be highlighted.
For sure. So, you know, the basics of Sturdy is that they are a DeFi protocol on BitTensor, which taps into the AI algorithm, the open source AI algorithm of BitTensor. So lending, borrowing, all this kind of money generation, which is, you know, one of the backbones of crypto is DeFi, right? And that is probably why that Sturdy Finance is backed by Pantera Capital, Y Combinator. These are the same.
KuCoin.
Yeah, like these are the same VCs that have incubated Reddit, incubated Coinbase, incubated Airbnb, and incubated, I don't know, Arbitrum, Injective, Near Protocol, Ondo, XRP, yeah, right? These are the big dogs, not just in Web3, but in global investing. These guys are behind Sturdy Finance. And let me just remind you again that the market cap is under 10 million. Like, this is an absolute diamond in the rough when you talk about a project that could legitimately 100x or more for the market cap. Yes, the fully diluted valuation is a lot more because they have a lot of money tied up in, you know, it's a DeFi lending, so there's rewards, there's all kinds of things that they're doing, but the market cap, as time of recording, is extremely undervalued. Not financial advice, this is just our opinion.
And it helps everybody. It helps the lender, it helps the lenders, and it helps the borrowers. So lenders get better returns thanks to AI picking the best strategies. The borrowers, they get more liquidity available to them because the assets are always being reallocated to the most profitable places. So when you're in a different, let's say you're using a different DeFi protocol, you put your money in as a borrower or whatever, it's not necessarily being reallocated for you. You're going to be losing out. So to date, what's the numbers here? Less than 2 months, this is sometime in August, late August, Sturdy has already allocated $29 million in user assets. And that's less than 2 months. This thing is on an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
So this AI DeFi aggregator is on the path to becoming one of the top performing subnets on BitTensor. Who's to say that these guys aren't starting the BitTensor ecosystem from the emissions perspective? They're not receiving 40 tau per day, 60 tau per day, which put this thing up to $1 billion.
Yeah. And one of the most interesting things about BitTensor right now, and probably one of the reasons why it's on such a bullish run, is smart contracts are coming to BitTensor very soon. And that just helps the whole ecosystem. And it's interesting when you talk about subnet plays, like ecosystem plays like Sturdy, because just getting a subnet is great, but you have to show your worth. You have to prove your worth as a BitTensor subnet, because it's a snowball effect of what BitTensor is doing right now, because it's open source AI. So as it grows, more developers are going to be attracted to the BitTensor ecosystem. And that means more people are going to try to get a subnet. So it means competition for subnets is going to grow, even as they expand the number of subnets from, you know, 64 now to 128, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't prove that you're generating revenue, if you don't prove that you're actually doing something, your subnet can be taken away like that. So just because a lot of these other potential ecosystem players say, look, we have a subnet, but you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're not generating any revenue. But we have what you just described, Sturdy. These guys are generating potentially millions of dollars. They're allocating these assets. They have tons of TVL locked up in the protocol. It's not just, you know, vaporware. This is a real DeFi protocol built on BitTensor, and it's just so undervalued.
Yeah, it's generating high APYs, like 60%, leveraging the BitTensor network, improved security, improved interoperability, all these things.
Yep.
And it's the fact that this DeFi protocol, it offers isolated lending with shared liquidity. It's everything that I think smart institutional investors are going to be looking for, and that's the reason why Barry Silbert, the CEO of Grayscale, started following them.
Yep.
I think that's why they have this huge backing, and I think that's why they're generating the money that they are.
100%. And, you know, a lot of the projects we've gravitated towards lately are these real projects with real backing and docs teams, right? Yeah. So you have Sam Forman, the CEO of Sturdy. You can see his face. He's a real person. Previously, you know, he's got experience at Stanford. Jason Nan, CTO. These are real people, right? And then, so, okay, we have docs team, real backing from big heavyweight institutions in the hottest ecosystem in crypto. We have Barry Silbert, follows the team on Twitter. And then you look forward to their catalyst and their roadmap. So we've got, it looks like they're going to be doing some sort of tBTC integration, bringing Bitcoin like liquidity and all this stuff over into BitTensor.
Wow.
So, you know, obviously Bitcoin has been powering the bull run right now, the Bitcoin ETF. So you're bringing that into the Tao ecosystem. That's great. And if you go onto the Sturdy Twitter, they don't tweet like a lot,
no.
But when you go through all their tweets is like, okay, we've partnered with this DeFi protocol. We partnered with this DeFi protocol. So who knows when they're going to be partnering with, you know, another Curve or another Aave, just bringing more and more. What I think is going to happen is all of these large Ethereum, because most of the money in DeFi is on Ethereum because it's, you know, OG. When you see smart contracts launch on BitTensor and people start to really see the momentum that the Tao and all that kind of stuff can create, all these Ethereum DeFi protocols, they're going to want to start to tap into what the AI BitTensor Tao DeFi opportunity is. And that's going to happen by partnering with Sturdy Finance.
Yeah.
And there's just so many integrations, so many partnerships. And I think you're going to keep seeing eyes. And that Sturdy token sitting at a market cap of 5, 6, 7 million just looks like an absolute snack right now.
It does. It's crazy. Especially they do have a grant from Aave as well, which is one of the leading DeFi protocols for Ethereum. So it does speak volumes to what the team is doing. Again, you're like, they're not super active on Twitter, but whenever they are, it's like, okay, these guys are actually doing something. They don't need to be active. They're head down. They got stuff coming.
They're building. Yeah. So look, I think it's a no-brainer for me. I think this is, you know, not financial advice, but this seems like easy money. Look for the hottest ecosystems in crypto. Find the best products that are undervalued. Buy and hold. Like, it's been a strategy that works time and time again. It worked with BNB. It worked with Solana. You can, you know, there's always like, there's Avalanche season and it works with any season. You just look at if you think BitTensor Tao is overvalued, it's not. But if you want to find a small cap in BitTensor that's actually legit, there's maybe only a few of them.
Yeah.
And Sturdy, to us, is by far the best one. That's why we are both holders in Sturdy. We have been for a long time. We talked about this project, like 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Holding long and strong, adding more lately, because it's just, I see massive bullish catalysts ahead for this small cap gem.
Yep. You know we love BitTensor, and Sturdy looks like an absolute gem. So make sure you guys tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.